Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people.
That's right. You're listening to Breadline on 3CR. My name's Caitlin, and this is the Breadline Show. And we're here on this sweltering hot summer day in Melbourne to talk about life on welfare and being unemployed. And we're going to have a special guest coming up on the show later, chatting about life in unemployment. And I just wanted to remind you at the top of the show that for everybody else who, like me, is a welfare recipient, and if you have so-called mutual obligations, just a reminder that there is still a national pause on mutual obligations on your requirements during the holiday period. Per the Services Australia website, there's currently a national pause during the holiday break for all participants in any of the following employment services. So if you're on Workforce Australia Services, Workforce Australia Online, Transition to Work, or if you get their Remote Australia Employment Service in the regions, or Inclusive Employment Australia, which used to be called DES for people on the Disability Support Pension or disabled people on the unemployment payment, you're also paused. And the pause is up until the 5th of January, including 5th of January 2026, so a few more days. So if your job services provider or Centrelink is trying to get you to keep doing work for the dole or something like that, then just know your rights. Know that you don't have to right now. There is a national pause on. You can always check the Services Australia website, servicesaustralia.gov.au/pause-requirements. That's where I've got all this information from. And if you are on Centrelink and having trouble with your provider, you can always email the AUWU advocacy team. AUWU is, of course, the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, who present this show, Breadline. And you can email advocacy@auwu.org.au. And from the 12th of January, the advocacy phone line will be back up, and then you can call a volunteer to chat about your problems on Centrelink and anything that you might be struggling with regards to your welfare payments. But until then, you can always email advocacy@auwu.org.au because things can be extra tough during this holiday time. So make sure you reach out to your union and you can chat to volunteers who are not paid. They don't have any kind of agenda. There's no KPIs for them to hit, and they just want to help. And there's someone like you who is going through similar stuff. And it's good for us to chat to each other and share information and know our rights and make sure that we're not alone surviving on Centrelink.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
You're listening to Breadline on 3CR, 8:55 AM or 3cr.org.au if you're listening online. Thanks for tuning in to Breadline. My name's Caitlin and I'm here with you today. I've got a special guest chatting about life on welfare and their special summer set. Hang on. Their summer special series, that's a lot of S's, Life of the Unemployed. I've got Dr. Antimony Dior here with me. Thanks so much for joining me in the studio.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, thank you for coming in. It's really freaking hot out there. So it's nice to be in the studio.
But we're all cool here.
We're all nice and cool in here at 3CR on Radical Radio. So Antimony, you have a PhD in media and communications.
Oh, stop. Let's not start with that.
No,
that's so embarrassing.
Is it too? Traumatic to talk about? You're also a 3CR volunteer, which is equally as impressive.
I've just started.
Yeah, that's so cool. What made you start volunteering at 3CR?
I think I saw an ad for the Climate Action Show.
Oh, cool!
I think they're always looking for volunteers, and you should sign up, listener, for the Climate Action Show because climate change is still a thing, and that's really disappointing because I'm 40 years old.
Yeah.
And we should have solved it by now. I grew up watching Captain Planet.
Oh my God, same. I'm 39. Same.
Hey, high five.
High five.
Yay.
For the listener, we just high-fived and it was cool.
But climate change is not cool. It's hot.
You know what's not cool? The planet. Wait. But yeah, Climate Action is on right before Breadline. So I do get to listen to it in the studio every time I'm in for a show. And it's a great show. Really, I really recommend people get in and volunteer. We also would love, hey, if anyone is a welfare recipient wants to come and help out with Breadline. We're always looking for AUWU members who want to come and help out with the Breadline radio show. So anyway, this was a plug, but we're really here to talk about Antimony, your show, your summer special. Would you like to tell us about that?
It's just a silly little show. So
no.
It's just a silly big show.
Silly big show, thank you.
So over the summer, over the next 5 weeks, I'm going to be interviewing 5 people who have experience with the welfare system, people who are unemployed, underemployed, on the disability pension, single parents, who have been unemployed for a while, who haven't had a job in a few years, about their experiences leading up to this point. I found that, you know, there's a lot of stereotypes about unemployed people.
Mm.
There was just this moment a few weeks ago where I was sitting in the job provider's office. She was in front of a poster that said something like, "We're going to get a job that suits you and your needs." And she was explaining to me that I could have a job in retail, warehousing, or hospitality. And I think that evening, YouTube recommended me some comedy video from some Australian comedian. I've got those air quotes here.
Oh, no, comedian.
Yeah, and it was just like really mean portrayal of people who you would find at Centrelink. Just like the worst stereotypes.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't believe that, like, this was still happening in 2025, that there was still, like, such a misunderstanding about the experiences of people who are unemployed. Like, 5% of us have to be unemployed at any time. But it still seems like people don't have, like, real knowledge of what it's actually like.
So, yeah. I was wondering what inspired you to start this series and if you had any kind of concept going into it of what people think of when they hear unemployed, like what they're envisioning as an unemployed person.
Well, yeah, it's still very awkward to talk about, right?
Oh, totally.
Like, it was just Christmas and, like, meeting your family, meeting your distant relatives, and they're saying, "What do you do?" And I go, "I am unemployed."
Yep.
And it just turns the conversation into an awkward conversation because unemployed is not the thing that you're meant to be.
Like, similar when you say you're disabled and people are like, "You're not supposed to say that."
Yeah.
"You're not supposed to identify as disabled. You're supposed to, like, cover it up."
Yeah. But it's just like a normal part of the economy, a normal part of life. Like, most people have, like, some periods without work in their lives. But it seems like kind of taboo to talk about or impolite to talk about.
Yeah, so it's kind of like talking about a difficult part of your life and you're not really supposed to acknowledge that life is difficult.
Yeah.
Or you're supposed to frame it as like, "It was difficult, but I overcame it," or something like that.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like, I don't know, a purification ritual or something.
Yes.
It's just like, I was struggling, but now I'm in the world of beautiful employment and everything's fine again and I have learned and I'm better for the experience. So I guess I was kind of thinking of it as like a compliment to this show. So this show is like
nice.
Activism, advocacy, making life better. And I just wanted to tell people's individual stories, like,
love
to
that.
Counteract the stereotypes.
Yeah, really, to just, like, so you meet individual people and you just realize that everybody's just a regular person like you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, like, they're not like orphans from a Charles Dickens novel. They're not like an underclass of, what are the ones from Eloy on the Morlock?
Oh, yeah. I think the Morlocks were the ones living underground.
Yeah, not a different species.
Yeah.
They're just like, the difference between a person who is unemployed and a person who is employed is the employed person has a job.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's it. We're not morally different. We're not worse people. We're just people without a job.
Even the name of your series, Life of the Unemployed, is so interesting because the sort of saying the unemployed still frames us in relation to someone else. Like an employer has chosen you to be employed or you're currently employed, you know, like it's not really about who you are as a person.
Yeah.
It doesn't define you.
I guess that's something that I was really struggling with a lot this year. And so I guess, like any project, this is like a personal project for me to, like, understand my experiences.
What made you struggle with this?
Oh, what makes me struggle with unemployment? Well, I don't have any money.
No, I'm sorry. Of course. I'm like, it's so easy. Why are you struggling? No, I just mean, like, was there some kind of stigma that you were bringing to it? Like, did you feel like did you struggle to even think of yourself as unemployed?
I mean, no, essentially it reminds me every few days. but yeah, it gets in your head, you know, like, you know, all the things about, like, you've got inherent self-worth and it's like, you've got a place on this planet as a human that exists and et cetera, and life is great and we're all universal, like, sparkles and products of billions of years of evolution and whatever, but it gets into your head. Like,
yes.
I felt like this year was my, I think, third year on welfare. And I don't know, it just started getting to me. The rejections start adding up. I feel like people don't want me. I felt unwanted. I felt rejected.
Yeah, you're unemployed. Someone hasn't chosen you for employment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I start to feel like something's really wrong with me.
Yeah, which isn't true. I mean, the thing that's wrong is capitalism. Sorry, everyone. But imagine people listening to 3CR and they're like, what, capitalism? I'm a capitalist. Sorry if you're listening to the capitalists, but I'm not that sorry. no, well, I mean, what can we expect from this series?
So you might have heard the second episode this morning where we had a chat.
Oh, yes. Was I the episode today?
You were the today's episode.
Oh, yay. That was me.
Yay. So the idea is to take kind of like a person's life history, to talk about their unemployment in the context of their lives. So I guess, like, attitudes towards work growing up, like people's employment history, like their experiences with work and the circumstances that led to their current unemployment, and then talking about, like, what life is like what is a day-to-day, like what people's hopes and dreams are. Mm. Yeah, how it's affected their psychology and their dreams of the future, I guess.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we had a really great chat, which I really enjoyed, but I know afterwards I found myself just thinking so much about my experience of being unemployed and how there was so much more I could have said. And just, it's interesting about, like, this way it affects your psychology. Like, I found that it's really shrunk my life and also my conception of my life. Mm. Like, I don't think about the future that much. Mm-hmm. And that's also part of being chronically ill and having an illness like myalgic encephalomyelitis, where you could have a crash at any moment. That could be like the last time you saw the sun for 3 years or something. You just don't know when it's going to happen next. So you're really living with that uncertainty right up in your face. And you also just don't have a lot of money. So you are always like scrabbling.
Mm.
And, you know, when people talk about 5-year plans, I'm like, I've got a 5-day plan. Like, I'm getting through. And it's really funny how my life has become defined by fortnightly blocks.
Yeah. 'Cause
that's when my pension comes in, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, it does change. It does change the shape of your life.
Well, it sounds like you should have your own radio show. Have you thought about?
Oh, that's a great idea. Actually, speaking of radio shows, you're listening to Breadline on 3CR. My name's Caitlin. I'm here, happy to be chatting with Antimony. I'm so sorry. And actually, your name is from a Terry Pratchett book. Is that right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I Googled you.
Wow. You're so good.
I love Terry Pratchett. Me too. Such a cool name.
Thank you.
My surname is actually from a book as well. Mm. My last name is Blythe. It's from Anna Green Gables.
That's so cute.
Yeah, So cute. I didn't pick an adult book, but I'm fine with that. But we've got to wrap up the show. And Antimony, it's been so nice talking to you. Thanks for coming in.
It was an absolute delight.
And I really recommend everyone to go and listen to their summer special, Life of the Unemployed. you can find it on 3cr.org.au, or you can tune in to you can tune into Life of the Unemployed every Monday at 10:30 a.m. For the next few weeks. Just a reminder that if you're having any trouble with your job services provider, you can email advocacy@auw.org.au, and an AUWU volunteer will be waiting to help you with whatever you might be going through. And Breadline is back. We haven't gone anywhere for the summer. We're here every Monday at 6 p.m. to 6:30. And my name's Caitlin. I've had such a great time chatting with you today. And the song that we've got for you to go out on is SOS by an Australian band called Nice Biscuit, which is just a great name. And stay tuned for Eritrean Voice. They are up next. You're listening to 3CR at 8:55 a.m.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast. If you found it valuable, please consider donating or subscribing to support independent community radio. To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au.